presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in. Welcome, everyone. This is Glenn Riggs again, bringing you number 5 in Hop Harrigan's Know Your Enemy plane series. Today, it's the Messerschmitt 109F. A couple of days ago, we described the ME-110, a twin-engine, two-seater fighter monoplane. The 109F is the newest version of the Messerschmitt single-seater, single-engine fighter monoplane. This ship is said to have a service ceiling of better than 38,000 feet and a top speed of 370 miles per hour. It's powered by a Mercedes-Benz 12-cylinder liquid-cooled engine and carries a regular gas load of only 99 gallons, which makes it impossible for it to operate too far from its base. Its diving speed is 446 miles per hour. There's very little pilot protection on this plane, everything having been sacrificed to reduce weight. At cruising speed, the 109F has a maximum range of 400 miles, but despite that, many of these ships were used in attempted raids on London, and some were even equipped with light bombs in the hope that its superior speed would enable it to escape British fighters. Many, however, were shot down by Spitfires and Hurricanes, and many more were forced down because of lack of fuel. Well, so much for the ME-109F. Tomorrow we'll describe the four-motored Focke-Wulf Courier bomber. Now, here's a very important announcement to all you listeners who live in the Eastern time zone. Beginning with this coming Monday, Hop Harrigan will be heard on this same station at 5 o'clock instead of at 5:15. That's 15 minutes earlier than usual. Now, please get this straight. This time change affects only listeners in the Eastern time zone. In all other parts of the country, Hop Harrigan will be on the air at the same time as always. In the Eastern time zone, tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan at 5 o'clock instead of 5:15. In the meantime, don't forget to listen at the end of today's program when the first list of 10 winners in Hop Harrigan's Aviation Quiz Contest will be announced. Until then, so long, and remember, America needs flyers. And now to our story. Hop Harrigan and his mechanic pal Tank Tinker are at a United Nations airbase in the South Pacific after rescuing an American Secret Service man, known only as Number 5, from a Japanese-held island. The agent is in possession of the complete plans for a huge Jap naval attack, and although badly beaten and in a semi-coma, he managed to tell Hop, Tank, and Major Waring, commander of the base, that the plans were hidden in a false cavity in one of his teeth. Before slipping off into unconsciousness again, he warned them of a mysterious danger. Danger from the skies. It is now almost dawn. After a night of desperate calculations and study of the plans, Major Waring has ordered a large force of B-17 bombers made ready on the dispersal field, primed to deliver their deadly cargo of destruction on the Jap attack force. We find Hop and Tank on the field discussing the coming attack with Major Waring.
Let me get this straight, sir. According to your plan, Major Waring, your squadron should be the first to hit the Jap fleet.
That's right, Harrigan. We should find them near the Parana Straits. We'll keep them busy until the Navy comes up to take over. Then we'll cut back for another load of bombs.
I certainly wish we were going along, Major.
Yeah.
We were in at the beginning. We'd like to have helped finish it.
Yes, I understand, Harrigan. But technically, you're still under orders from Colonel Lockhart, and I can't do a thing.
I understand, sir.
All planes warmed up and ready, Major Waring.
Oh, thank you, Henderson. Stand by for takeoff in 1 minute.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is it, boys.
The best of luck to you, sir.
Drop a couple for me, will you, Major? Right down their funnel.
You bet I will. Really sorry you're not coming.
See you in a little while.
So long!
Gosh, there they go. What a pace in that Jap fleet is going to take.
Yep.
Wow! Run over to the side. That top line will knock a chicken. Feels sort of funny, doesn't it? Watching them take off, not standing here with nothing to do.
Ah, stop it, Hop. I don't feel too good about it myself.
Let's go back to quarters. We can have a terrific game of dominoes.
No, I think I'll park myself in the radio shack. Listen to the report as they come in. Hey, what's that?
Pop, look up there. Plane's diving out of that cloud bank. Jack, dive bomber. Get down, tank. Get on your feet.
Jenny, where did that come from?
Keep down, Frank. They're going to rip their plane to pieces.
Look,
the B-17s are still trying to get off. Watch, there's been ducks out there. They can't protect themselves.
Look out! Here comes another one!
Mount the ring at the runway. They're after the B-17s.
Look, Major Waring's plane is out of control.
Heading for that clump of trees.
Cut your motor! Slam on your brakes!
The pilot can't stop her.
She's rolling!
Up there! Oh, they smacked right into those trees.
Look, she's starting to catch fire.
Come on, tank.
Right. We gotta get there before that fire reaches the bottom, Mike.
I wonder if they didn't go up with a plane.
Hey!
Mark, get down! Here comes another one of those jack devils! Pop, are you okay?
Yeah. Stop talking and run. We gotta get to that plane.
Pop, look! Look at the crew! They're getting out from the escape hatch on Pop.
You see Major Waring?
No, he ain't come out.
The fire will get to those bombs any minute now.
Hey, a couple of men are climbing back in. Some of them are hurt.
Wait, don't go in there!
Some of the crew are caught. Major Waring is still in there.
All right, we'll get him. You carry those injured men away from here and be ready to give a hand with the others.
Okay.
Come on, Tank. We can get through the front door.
Hey, there's someone trying to get out. A man is showing through the hatch.
Quick, get up!
Come on there, fella. Out you come.
There. I got a break, Tank.
Here, let him down.
Okay.
It ain't the Major, though.
Oh, Lieutenant, how many more in your crew?
Four. There's one you just got. Five. Two more. The Navigator and Major Waring.
All right, we're going in. Come on, Tank. Through here.
That fire is covering the nose of the ship.
It'll go up any second.
Stop worrying about it.
They ought to be around here somewhere. The navigator's office is just between the cockpit and the boss bay.
Don't mention boss. Feel as though I'm in 1,000 pieces already.
Major! Major Waring!
Pop! Look there. Between the bomb rack. One of the crew.
Come on.
It's the navigator.
Yeah. Here, you grab his leg. I'll lift him up and swing him over your shoulder.
Okay.
You got him?
Yeah. I'm going to handle him.
Oh, here's Major Waring. I'll take care of him. You get out of here fast.
I don't need no shoving. The smoke is beginning to come through the bomb rack.
Look out. No trip.
I'm okay. Watch yourself.
Oh, the hatch is just ahead there. Keep on.
This is time. Oh.
To the left, Tank. You're right next to it now. File out.
Good work, Tinker.
Here I am. I'll take him.
Pack him through the hatch. Well, Lieutenant. Here, grab him.
All right.
Now, okay. Come out of there.
Pop, where are you?
Right here.
Quick, go on through.
Now, don't stop here. Run! We gotta get out of range!
Come on, Tank! All right, fire on your face! The flames reach the bomb bay!
You're going a second!
That's it! Anybody hurt? Lieutenant!
I'm all right.
Tank? Tank?
I'm okay. How's the Major?
He's still alive?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. He's got a lump in the back of his head, but that's about all as far as I can see. Well, we better take him directly to the hospital.
Yeah. Look, Hop, it's all over. The Japs have beat it.
Well, it ruins our planned attack. We won't be able to get off the ground now for at least 2 hours.
Yeah, but what gets me is the way they came in. Not a peep out of the warning siren. How did they get by our sound detectors?
I don't know, Tank, but we've got work to do. Come on. Let's get to the hospital.
Wearily, Hop and Tank cross the wrecked airfield, carrying the injured Major Waring to the hospital, where they find the Major's injuries are not serious. An hour later, they're seated in the headquarters office while he angrily barks orders into the telephone.
That runway must be repaired within 2 hours. I don't care what you fill the holes with, get it done. Get as many of the damaged planes ready for flight as possible. And get a message through to the bombing station at Curland Islands as soon as you can. Tell them what happened. Right. Report to me directly. That's all. I don't mind telling you, Harrigan, that this has been a body blow to us. 4 bombers totally wrecked and a probable delay of at least 3 hours.
Oh, it was terrible, sir, to watch those big ships trapped on the ground. Fortunately, you have other bombing stations in this area. They got through.
I hope so.
You know, sir, I still don't get it. How could them Japs get through without being picked up? Your sound detectors are working okay, ain't they?
Perfectly, Tinker. They could detect the sound of any plane motor 50 miles away,
which would have given the interceptor squadron time enough to get into the air.
And that's another strange thing. The last of the Japs was just disappearing back into the clouds when our P-38s were clearing the fighter station across the island. Now, those ships are fast and can outspeed any dive bomber in a climb or level flight. And when they came up topside, the Japs had disappeared. There wasn't a sign of them.
Well, perhaps they were hidden in the clouds, sir. They're pretty thick up there today.
Yes, I thought of that, Harrigan. And I checked with the sound detector operators. 5 minutes after the Jap planes had disappeared into the clouds, their motors had stopped.
Stopped? What do you mean, sir?
Exactly that. 1 minute they were heard, and the next minute, nothing. They didn't fade into the distance. It was just as though they were suddenly cut off.
Well, I'll be...
Major Waring speaking. Yes? What was the report? Did you get off all right?
What? What? But that's...
Oh, very well. Keep trying again and report as soon as you get definite information.
What's happened, sir?
The Air Force base at Curland Island has been bombed.
Jumping jets?
The same way?
Apparently. Our operator had just raised them and was getting a report when Curland shouted something about dive bombing to the field and the transmitter went dead.
Gosh, is this happening all over the area?
Yes, it seems so. And one important phase of our counterattack against the Jap fleet is being badly delayed, if not stopped altogether.
Major, remember what number 5 said? His warning?
Well, what's that got to
do
with...
His words were, danger. New attack. Danger from the skies. This is it, Major Waring. This is all part of the Japanese plan. They're pulling some trick, and we've got to find out what it is. Or they're all out of tech. They may succeed.
Well, number 5's desperate warning seems to be coming true. Where did those Japanese dive bombers come from? How could they disappear so suddenly? Hop is probably right. The wily Japs are pulling some trick. But what is it? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Heads up, all you aviation experts. Today is the big day, the day you've been waiting for, the awarding of the first prizes in Hop Harrigan's aviation quiz contest. As you remember, the first quiz question was, what is meant by the stick in a plane, and what is it used for? And here are the winners. Harry Buchan, Munising, Michigan. Herbert Bergquist, Jr., Concord, New Hampshire. Ted Cannon, Jr., Salt Lake City, Utah. Alice Jones, Williamsburg, Iowa. John Kaiser, Ravenna, New York. Crime Laffler, Jr., Passaic, New Jersey. Donald Metzger, Keyport, New Jersey. Gerald Norden, Forest Lake, Minnesota, Maynard Rauschert, Saginaw, Michigan, and Bill Shirey, Richmond, Virginia. Congratulations to all of you. Tomorrow, 10 more winners will be announced, so be sure to listen. In the meantime, always remember that America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
CX-4, all clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow, same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Remember, beginning Monday, Hop Harrigan will be heard 15 minutes earlier at 5 o'clock instead of 5:15. Don't forget that, 5 o'clock instead of 5:15. This program came to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.